I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The White House is getting an unwelcome response from the United Nations on the issue of Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump wants all U.N. sanctions on Tehran restored today. But 13 of the 15 Security Council members, including Germany, France, and Britain, say sanctions relief will continue. It appears few countries favor reimposing sanctions lifted under a 2015 deal between world powers and Iran, aimed at preventing the development of nuclear weapons. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the accord in 2018. The Trump administration will ban the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok here in the U.S. starting tomorrow night. That will block potential new users from downloading the Chinese-owned platforms over concerns they pose a national security threat. Meanwhile, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is working on an agreement over the fate of its U.S. operations. Oracle is pursuing such a deal. WeChat, an all-in-one messaging, social media, and electronic payment app, faces more severe restrictions. China's Commerce Ministry expressed its, quote, resolute opposition and urged the United States to stop what it called its bullying and wrongdoing. Protesters rallied in Bangkok today for what organizers hope would be the biggest demonstration in years to demand the removal of former junta leader and now military-backed Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha. Protesters gathered around the campus at Thammasat University, long seen as a hotbed of opposition to the military and royalist establishment. Public demonstrations in Thailand have been building since mid-July. The biggest drew 10,000 people in Bangkok last month. Thai human rights lawyer Arnon Numpa, an activist protest leader, said today the people will demand back their power. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app where you can always get the latest on the worldwide pandemic, day or night. This is VOA News. Tributes have been pouring in following the death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had only been the second woman to serve on the high court. Ginsburg died of cancer complications yesterday at the age of 87. She is remembered as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong and reliable liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Said former Democratic President Bill Clinton, "Her 27 years on the court exceeded even my high expectations when I appointed her." Rising from a working-class family in New York City, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a pop icon for American liberals. She was the subject of a 2018 feature film on the basis of sex, which won an Academy Award. In that film, she says, "I ask no favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks." Her admirers simply called her RBG. Just 6 weeks before an election day, the high court vacancy is certain to touch off a political fight. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates. Mr. Trump himself says there will be no delay in his selection process and clearly wants a quick confirmation vote in getting a new Supreme Court justice in place. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next president must do the selecting. As he put it, the voters should pick the president and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the court vacancy becomes another hot button issue in Donald Trump's bid for re-election, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. The worldwide pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University: 30.5 million infections and almost 953,000 deaths. The United States is approaching another grim milestone: 200,000 lives lost to COVID with 6.7 million cases. A former senior British government health advisor said today the UK is likely to reintroduce some national coronavirus lockdown measures sooner rather than later. This comes a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he did not want another lockdown, but that new restrictions may be needed because the country was facing a second wave of COVID-19. The UK has so far lost nearly 42,000 lives to the pandemic, with a case count of 388,000. India's parliament session that began this week is likely to be cut short after 30 lawmakers were found infected with the coronavirus. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.